Previously on The Princess of South Beach. Estrella and Maria del Carmen's plan to find something incriminating about Luisa and Esteban was interrupted again, this time by an unexpected photo shoot for Teen Vogue. Esteban met with Julian, an old friend, who agreed to fund Esteban's campaign for mayor. And, oh yeah, Nacho got a threatening voicemail that said,
"Why aren't you answering your phone, Nacho? You know you can't hide from us. We know where you are, where you live, where your son lives. So you better pay us what you owe us, because we'd really hate for another accident to happen."
Oh, shit.
Hey, papi! What's up, papi?
Raul, where are you?
At home. I'm just getting ready to see Gloria. Papi, my date was not so great. I don't know how poor people do romance. Hey,
Raul, I need you to do me a favor. Go to my...
I'd really like to help you out, but I'm about to head out. Yeah, Gloria has a Teen Vogue photo shoot, and they're gonna...
No, look, there's no time for that, mijo. Look, I wouldn't be asking you if it wasn't important. There's a key to a safety deposit box hidden under the Bible in my nightstand. Take it to the bank and take all the cash you see. It should be about
$60,000. $60,000?
Yeah, don't talk. Just for once, listen. Put the money inside a briefcase and take it to the address I'm about to give you. Do you have a pen?
See, but why don't you just text me? Or Facebook. Ooh, I opened my MySpace again.
I'm not gonna Facebook, just find a pen.
Oh, get a pen. Okay. Oh, I found one. Okay, sorry, puppy.
Okay, right. Well, write this down, right? It's better that there's no record.
Okay?
Are you writing it down?
Yes.
All right, five, seven.
5-5-5?
Oh my God, 5-5-7.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Biscayne.
I forgot how to write a seven.
Biscayne. B-I-S-C-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, I wrote biscuit.
Boulevard.
Boulevard, okay. Oh, okay, I know. Okay, I'll figure it out. I'll ask people in the street.
Boy, oh boy, Nacho. Now, what did you get yourself into? And where are you sending Raul? Well, before we find out, let's check in on Maria, who will be flying solo at the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. Sí, pero... I'll let her know. That was Raul. He said to send you his most sincere apologies. He's got some emergency.
What?
You're going to have to do the photo shoot and interview all by yourself.
Wait, there's an interview? So I'll have to answer questions about myself by myself?
Yes, well, that's genuinely how interviews work.
Hello? Oh, sorry, I'm a little early. I'm Andres Reyes from Teen Vogue.
Oh, my freaking God. He is hot.
See, the reporter. Andres, it's so nice to put such a handsome face to a name, finally. I wanted to thank you for your wonderful treatment of the Calderon family all of these years. Some reporters have no integrity, but I have always found you to be very fair. Even in the article about the tragic incident involving our Shetland ponies, may God rest their souls, you still treated us with the respect we deserve.
Of course, Mrs. Calderon.
Please call me Luisa.
All right.
By the way, did you say your name is Andres Reyes? As in the San Francisco Reyes? The ones with the chocolate company? Great family. They once lent me their private plane to go to Vegas. The plane was small, but charming.
No. Not the same Reyes. I'm of the Liberty City Reyes. My dad's a mailman.
Ah, I see. Well, wonderful. Dignified work. Everyone needs mail, right? Anyway, I'm sorry to say that Raul won't be able to make it today.
Okay. My editor was expecting interviews with both Raul and Gloria because of the wedding and whatnot.
See. Well, it just seems you'll have to make do with just Gloria today. That won't be a problem, right?
No. Of course not. I will make it work. Seriously, I also have to thank you for asking me specifically to write this article. This will be my first time writing the cover story. Plus, the whole office is jealous that I get to interview this year's sexiest woman. I mean, because of the article in Maxim, you know, not that I don't think you're sexy. I mean, I do. Look at you. You're just, I mean, I'm not trying to come on to you. This is a professional environment. This is coming out way wrong. Okay. Oh, wow. It is really hot in here real fast.
Oh, right, you have asthma.
Yeah? How did you know?
I have a sixth sense for asthma. Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Bruce Willis.
Gloria, what is going on? Are you okay?
Well, Andres, why don't you accompany me to the kitchen while Gloria finishes getting ready? I can tell you all about the remodeling we did.
Absolutely.
Right this way. Wow. These biceps are very strong for a reporter. Is it all the typing?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why are you freaking out?
Estrella, do you remember that one time you helped me disguise myself and leave the house for a bit?
Vaguely. Was that before or after I found out you were Gloria's orphan twin that took her place following a tragic accident when she died?
It was before. Well, I ended up going to a park to clear my head, and when I sat down on one of the benches, I ran into this handsome and wise and handsome, very handsome guy. We talked for a while, and he was so understanding and smart, and that was Andres. Andres the reporter. Andres the guy who's about to interview me about my life as Gloria.
Oh, great.
What if he recognizes me? I mean, I told him my name was Maria. What if he realizes there's something off? What am I gonna do?
What are you gonna do? That sounds like a you problem.
Wait, what?
You told me you were gonna help me look for evidence. You could have canceled all of this, but once again, no, no, no. Miss Maria chose to play princess for the day. So you can figure this one out all by your damn self.
No, Estrella, please, don't be mad at me. I know I messed up, and I should have stuck to the plan.
Yes, you should.
But if I mess this up, then everyone will find out I'm not really Gloria, and the whole plan will be ruined. Estrella, I need you. We're in this together. Help me, please.
All right, fine. I told you about touching me.
Sorry.
But I'm not just doing this for you. I want to see Andres one more time. Oh, Jesus. I never felt a sexual attraction towards a jawline before, but here we are.
I know, right? It's like Brad Pitt and Ricky Martin had a baby, and that baby grew up and met Ana de Armas and Shakira's baby, and then those two babies had another baby, and he's that baby!
He could be my baby. You know, I don't even like dudes, but I would let him hit it twice.
Anywho, now that Maria and Estrella have made up, let's check in on Luisa and that asthmatic hottie Andres as she gives him a tour of the house.
Ah, Luisa, is this a portrait of your father?
No, that's me.
Oh, obviously. I think it's the angle and the light and the that kind of, do you know how much longer it'll take for Gloria to get ready?
Here I am!
Oh, wow, you look very beautiful. I mean, like, you know how good you look and stuff. Did you stub your toe? You're limping a bit.
No. No, I'm just not that good with high heels.
Good one! She obviously knows how to walk in high heels because she's a professional model. How would a model not know how to walk in heels? I mean, she just wanted to do comedy.
Yeah, that's what I know about models. Okay, why don't we start off with some photos right here in the foyer?
Yeah, sure.
Bueno, I'll leave you to it. I have to go see my hairdresser. Estrella, come along.
No! I mean, what if I get thirsty? I need her to stay here with me, to bring me water.
Okay. Pero Gloria, don't get too friendly with the help, because she'll get lazy.
Am I invisible? I'm right here.
Okay. Well, bye-bye. Ciao.
Okay. Let's start with a little sexy pose. No, okay, that looks like it hurts. Try to smile. Yeah, let's do a smile. No, definitely not that. Okay.
Sorry, I'm not used to being the center of attention.
But you've been doing this for years. Don't you like it?
Oh, yes? No. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I just sometimes feel like there are two Glorias.
Metaphorically speaking. Like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Really.
Metaphorically. The one in the magazines and the one in real life.
And which one is in front of me right now?
Since the accident, I feel like the real one is the only one who made it out alive.
Water! Does anyone need water? Okay.
Tell me about the accident. How do you feel?
Good. Bueno, I still find myself forgetting little things, like Where did I leave the car keys? What is my name? But generally, I feel good.
I imagine it hasn't been easy having to keep up with appearances after such a traumatic experience.
Oh, you have no idea.
Excuse me, but isn't this article supposed to be about the wedding? So why don't we shift gears here? Ding, ding!
Ah, Cece, of course. One second, let me get my questions. How are things with Raul?
Oh, he's been by my side constantly.
Tell me about him. What's your favorite thing about him?
He is very romantic. And he loves a good metaphor.
Oh, then...
He's tall.
See, oh, Gloria, don't be so modest. He always brings her favorite kind of bread in the morning. I mean, what a guy. He's very detail-oriented. He always remembers anniversaries. He even remembers when her period starts. Wow. Just the little things like that and, like, always bringing her favorite kind of bread. These two love bread.
So true.
Oh, and he always smells like a field after it rained. You have my permission to use that description. I'm pretty good with words.
Yeah, thank you. But I would love to hear this from Gloria.
Yeah, well, everything she said.
Okay, how long have you been together?
Oh, I feel like we've met in several different lifetimes, so impossible to say exactly how many years.
Right, but if you were to count them in normal human years, it would be 7.
Yeah, exactly, 7. 7 human years.
But if we did owl years, it would be 125. I saw that on the History Channel.
Oof. I haven't seen a more awkward scene since that one time Luisa tried to kiss Justin Bieber at our Christmas party.
Hey, tea lovers, it's me, Tatiana.
Obviously. Boy, do we have a juicy scoop for you on the next Tea with Tatiana. Esteban Calderon's campaign is apparently going well. At least that's what the polls say. I know! Shocking! Must be thanks to all that careful planning he's been doing in his Lincoln Aviator GT. But anyway, next week we interview one of his most unorthodox of opponents. And believe me, you do not want to miss this. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Okay, why don't we try something a little more intimate? Señorita Estrella, can you leave us alone for a little bit?
Interesting idea there, reporter man. But what if she gets thirsty, Wait, how you know where the water is?
It's all right, Estrella. I think I got this.
You sure about that, Gloria?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, I'll be right there in the kitchen. Do you know where the kitchen is? Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right there. So you call me if you need water, pan dulce, cafecito. I'm right in that kitchen.
Are you two speaking in code?
No, I'm just chronically dehydrated. What were you asking?
Chronically dehydrated. Right, Gloria, I've been reporting on your family for years now, and I have to admit, you are nothing like what I was expecting. At all.
What? What do you mean?
I don't know, my colleagues had told me that you had a reputation for being kind of a handful.
Yeah, no, I've heard. I mean, how dare you speak to me that way?
Wait, my point is, I feel like that callous persona is an act. A big part of my job is reading people. Like, you are the opposite of what people think you are. This is gonna sound weird, but I feel like I know you.
What? Oh,
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, there's someone behind that facade, and I would love to bring that out in my article. Beyond Raoul and your marriage and the dresses and the gossip, I want to see the real person behind the Gloria Calderon. I like her better. There's someone here who deserves to be seen for exactly who she is.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Please? It doesn't have to be right now. I feel like I want to get to know you for the article, obviously, just for the article.
Just for the article?
Yes, well, maybe not just for the article, but maybe I'm interested in getting to know you.
Oh.
Sorry, this is inappropriate. I don't even know what got into me. I interview beautiful women all the time.
But
no, not to brag. I'm not bragging. I bring it up because I don't... Okay.
Well,
I don't connect with people this way. You're disarming. Which is a weird way to describe a woman, considering it sounds like a war term, but there's something about you. Oh, God. All right, I'll have a coworker reach out to reschedule this interview. I am so sorry. Andres, what are you doing? You talked about this in therapy. Stop
it. Wait. Don't go.
I just crossed a line. No, wait. I, not just one, I crossed several lines, and I deeply apologize.
Stop. I feel like you're the first person in a long time who sees me for who I am. Did you really mean that you like me more than the Gloria Calderon?
Absolutely. Why are you, walking towards me like that?
Shh. Kiss me.
Ay, Dios mío. Now the Virgin Mary herself, Maria del Carmen, wants to get it on with the reporter? He's hot, but he has asthma and glasses. Ew, anyway, well, we'll have to see how this plays out, because I don't think Raúl will like this at all.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Danny Pino, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, and Alan Eisenberg. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar. With sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.